welcome back to What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our super short episode where we share new stuff going on this week that's interesting. Please also check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week. And then at the end of the week, we do our longer episode where we break down new big ideas and tactics you want to check out. So what is going on this week? Something big from X, which is the old Twitter. They are going to be removing like and retweet counts on all the posts in the feed soon. So Elon Musk said this week, he said X, formerly known as Twitter, is definitely going to remove the number of likes and retweets from feeds. Just view count will show on the timeline. This is a game changer. A lot of marketers, a lot of individuals, they're really focused on getting their like counts up and their retweet counts up. And I think it's going to be a big shift by removing these. Something that we see that's interesting on Instagram, actually, from a performance standpoint, from our research group, we found on a similar kind of idea that when you post something on Instagram, unless you're like a Kardashian and you get a billion likes and whatever, if you are a regular brand, a regular individual, and you post something on Instagram, if you click hide like count, which after you post, you click the three dots in the upper right-hand corner of your post, and you click hide like count on your post, we actually see a 40% increase in engagement by that like count being hidden, because sometimes people don't like things where it only has a handful of likes or comments, right? So if you actually hide the like count, it could be a great way to boost your performance. So what else are we seeing this week? Google, their search, is testing something new, hasn't rolled out yet, but we're seeing it in beta in certain places, which is in a carousel format, most read articles. They're actually showing articles that are the most read. And usually for right now in the testing, it's related to searches on products, right? If you're searching for a new saw, I don't know why you search for a saw, or a new drill or something, they'd pull up the most read articles related to that topic. And I think that's a trend that they're trying to jump on because it's working incredibly well in all marketing. This idea of most, we're seeing most, whether it's for social posts or email marketing, the word most is crushing it from a marketing perspective. For example, if you start your email subject line with the word most, we're seeing it lift email open rates by over 20%. So examples of that would be on the business side, most downloaded checklists or most watched on-demand video, or on the consumer side, most five-star review jeans, most popular style. Why does that work? It works because we care about what everybody else is thinking about. We want to know what we all think about. And this idea of most lets us have behind the curtain of what everybody else likes or has checked out. They've done the work for us. So Google is starting to test this for their carousel, which could be rolled out soon. And it's a great thing to use in your own marketing if you're not using that. What else is going on this week? This is the week for the Love is Blind 6 reunion. I know you don't care. I did last week a prediction on what I thought was going to happen with every couple on Love is Blind. And I got to tell you, I'm taking a victory lap here. I got every single one right. I nailed it. I nailed who wouldn't get married and who would. And I am very proud of this. I got a crazy number of emails and texts sent telling me I'm an epic loser for even talking about it, but I don't care. I did get my prediction on The Bachelor completely wrong. And I'm very upset about it. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but this season, The Bachelor is now gotten off the rails. Joey's making horrible decisions and he's screwing up. Bottom line, he's screwing up. So I'm very excited for the reunion this week. And that's what's going on. So please check out Ask Us Anything later in the week. And then at the end of the week, check out our tips. And also, if you haven't registered for Guru Conference, our large free virtual email marketing event, 20,000 marketers, we're going to run out of spots. guruconference.com. It's free. Check it out. Thanks for being here and watch the reunion. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com. Dailymotion.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. GuruEvents.com. Check it out.